Chapter 10. The Whip of the New Owners.
The dogs work hard to move the sled, but they can't. It's too heavy.
Lazy brutes!
Shouts Hal and begins to whip the dogs. Mercedes cries,
Oh, Hal, don't hit the dogs.
She grabs the whip from Hal.
You must promise not to hurt the dogs. I won't go if you hurt them.
You don't know anything about dogs,
her brother says.
These dogs are lazy. You have to whip them to make them move. That is a dog's way. Ask anyone. Ask those men over there.
Mercedes looks at the men. She is sad for the dogs. One of the men says,
The dogs are very weak. They're still tired from their last trip. They need a long rest.
Rest, ha!
Says Hal. Mercedes cries for the dogs, but she loves her brother and she is proud. She says to Hal,
Never mind that man. You are the driver of this sled. You do your best.
Hal takes the whip and hits the dogs. The dogs try hard to pull the sled. They dig their feet into the packed snow. They pull with all their strength. The sled is stuck like an anchor. It won't move. The dogs stand still and pant. Hal continues to hit the dogs with the whip. Mercedes is crying. She goes to Buck and puts her arms around his neck.
You poor animals,
she cries.
Why won't you pull the sled? Hal whips you when you don't pull. Please, please pull the sled.
Buck does not like Mercedes. He is tired and angry. One of the other men speaks up.
You must help the dogs. The runners of that sled are frozen to the snow. Break the runners free.
Hal loosens the runners. The dogs try another time. The sled moves forward. Buck and his team struggle with the sled. They feel the whip on their backs. They go 100 yards to the main street. There is a sharp corner. Hal is not an experienced sled driver. As they turn the corner, the sled begins to lean over and all the equipment falls off into the snow. But the dogs don't stop. They are angry at Hal's treatment and they don't like the whip. Buck is furious. He starts to run and the rest of the team follow him. Hal cries,
Whoa, whoa!
But the dogs won't stop. He tries to run after them, but the sled trips him up and he falls in the snow. The dogs run on through the center of Skagway, pulling the empty sled behind them. Eventually, some kind citizens of Skagway catch the dogs. Others gather up the equipment from the street. They tell Charles and Hal they must lighten the sled's load. They also tell them to get more dogs for the team. Hal and Charles listen, but they are stubborn men. They put the tent on again and begin to repack the sled. They take out the canned food. The Northland men laugh when they see the cans. They are much too heavy to take on the trail. Canned food is only for kings in the Northland. One citizen tells them,
Take out all your canned food and throw away that tent. Throw away your dishes, too. Who is going to wash them? Do you think you're going to a hotel? The sled won't ride with all that weight.
Hal and Charles take many of these things off the sled. Mercedes cries when they take off her bag of clothes. She is angry. She takes Hal and Charles's clothes off as well. Hal and Charles buy 6 new outside dogs. The outside dogs are not experienced at pulling a sled. One dog is a Newfoundland, then there are 3 short-haired pointers and 2 mongrels. They are big dogs, but they are not like huskies who are born to pull. Now there are 14 dogs in the team.